Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. You know what, Trev? Can we do an email here? I hate, you know, to get behind on emails, especially with a long weekend coming up.
We most certainly can.
Let's do that.
We have one from Roberta, who writes, I invited my 25-year-old niece with borderline personality disorder to live with me and my 10-year-old daughter so she could go to school without the stress of housing and bills. After 10 months, I can't handle it anymore. Her mood swings and anger at me are out of control. She is no example for my daughter. She doesn't get out of bed, misses work all the time, and I doubt she will pass the semester. I want to kick her out, but she has no money, no parents. One OD'd and the other one is a homeless addict. She has nowhere to go. My therapist says to give her a month to get out, but do it in a loving way. I think she needs to be institutionalized. She is that dysfunctional. How can I get her the help she needs and get her out of my house? She is on Medicaid. Any suggestions?
Did it say she was medicated or she's unmedicated?
Oh, she's on Medicaid.
Oh, Medicaid.
Right.
Well, the good news about Medicaid is that presumably that she can apply for housing somewhere. She's probably not any happier being with you than you are being with her. So, I think setting a deadline for somebody, if she didn't have some mental health issues, then I would say, yeah, set a deadline. And the way you set a deadline is saying, by the end of the month, if you move out, I'll help you, I'll subsidize you for 3 months or 6 months or whatever. And if you don't, you still have to be out, but I won't. And that's basically, again, the theme of the program today, which is bribery, is helping people to move in a direction you want them to move because they see it's in their best interest to do it. But when you've got somebody who essentially, I mean, she's 25, so she's not 5, but it sounds like that she has certainly got some issues. One of the possibilities is having her see your therapist. Because I think a therapist saying throw somebody out in a month lovingly is a little unrealistic to get some evaluation, because if she is on, if she's medicated, I mean, it sounds like she's probably depressed. She may be bipolar, but it would seem to me that it would be in your interest and her interest to have a diagnosis. And given the fact that you have a therapist, assuming that you think your therapist is competent to make the diagnosis of just saying, Here's the deal. You can stay here till the end of the month or whatever on the condition that you see my therapist. And so that is getting you some more information, getting her some information, having some presumably usable strategy for what to do next. And, for example, if she is deemed incapable of working, it may be that she's going to be eligible for some public housing, food stamps, whatever. So you have a good heart, she's family, and so you don't really want her out on the street, but and you want to get her some help. You want to help her be able to think more clearly. I mean, the fact that she's in school, I think, speaks well for her, that she has some goals for herself, and she's able, even though she's not very able to do it right now, that she's got a job, she's going to school. So this is clearly somebody who's not lost and completely without ambition. It's just that she's having a hard time functioning. So I would say to her, look, see my therapist so we can make some decisions, because this isn't making you very happy, it isn't making me very happy. Let's figure out what's going on here, what we can do to help you, whether or not you're eligible for some public housing. It may be, for example, if she's on some medication, that she doesn't need to be institutionalized, that she could be living on her own with some assistance, perhaps some public assistance. Maybe she's medicated, she can go ahead and continue her job, which gives her some income stream. It may be that she can continue schooling, which gives her some long-range possibilities of bettering herself. So it would seem to me that the first thing we need at this moment is a diagnosis. And you're already hooked into a therapist. If this therapist is not a psychiatrist, you may want to ask him or her whether they have access to somebody on staff, because it sounds to me it's very likely there'd be an issue of medication, and as you're seeing it, at least a potential issue of hospitalization. So you want somebody who has that ability rather than having her see somebody else, because getting compliance is going to be an issue at some point. So, and you do have the ability of the carrot and the 2x4, I guess, here by saying, I need for you to see my therapist so we can figure out how to resolve the situation so that you're more functional, so that you can work, so that you can go to school, you can live on your own if you want. Let's figure this out. So that's what I would do. I think the first line, it's neither attack nor defense, but the first line of behavior is to get some reasonable analysis, because if she can be treated pharmacologically so that she's functional, it solves a lot of problems. It gets her back in school. It means that you can feel some confidence in having her live on her own. It means that she may be able to resume her work so that she can go ahead and support herself. And where she is on Medicaid, that she may be able to get, you know, some assistance for either housing or whatever else. All right. So I think the loving tossing her out in a month, you need more information than you've got. Because she's, first of all, she's probably not going to go. And second of all, she's going to go, given the fact that she's untreated, that she's very likely going to be on the street, and then, which means either bounce back to your house with no change in, except being angry with you, with no change in her status, or that you're going to feel terrible about it and get her back. So either way you look at it, I think that what we want is before everything hits the fan, which is likely to do, that we need a better diagnosis and therefore a treatment plan. Okay? I know. Call me up if you need more specifics on that, but I would say the first line here is to get her to see your therapist, assuming your therapist has the ability to prescribe and hospitalize, and if not, have your therapist refer you to somebody who can. And then you can just say to her, the condition of staying here for the next month is to see the therapist so we can figure out how to help you. I'm not trying to punish you, but this is not very workable. You're not happy. I'm not happy. You're certainly trying very hard, and I give you full credit for that. You're trying to function. But it's like trying to run or train for a marathon with a broken ankle. It doesn't make any sense. So we need to figure out how to stabilize the ankle and give the ankle enough support so that heals, so that you can actually train. And that's, if her head is essentially sprained, very poor metaphor, but you get my point. So she's trying very hard to go to school and work at the same time, which is not an easy thing to do under the best of circumstances. That doesn't make any sense. So let's see if we can't help the sprained head. Somebody's going to give me a hard time about that, and I deserve it, but you hear. I'm just trying to make the point, all right? Don't actually think your brain is sprained. Well, it is an interesting metaphor, isn't it? Not very accurate, but interesting. All righty. Look, folks, I got to come up with things that help you understand quickly, right? And easily, hopefully. That one may not be my finest moment. 855. But you get the point, right? 855-99-375-69. Coming up in about 15 minutes will be our interview with the people who did the documentary called The True Cost, which is something, you know, I just, my spam mail is filled with everybody having sales, you know, and this is the time of year where a couple of, I'm not even going to mention them because I actually like the store, but they're one of the culprits for turning out huge volumes of very inexpensive, especially t-shirts and shorts and things of that sort, that are made in third world countries. And the cost of them has actually gone down. And the cost of machinery and material hasn't, which means that somebody's being exploited for very cheap labor. And we're harvesting the fruits of it, but also we're paying a cost for it that we're not very aware of. And that's kind of what we're talking about. In concert with that, Trevor has just found an article for me called What Happens to Non-Reusable Stuff? And I think what a lot of us do when we outgrow something, or we, you know, something just isn't, for whatever reason, it's worn out, or that we give it to charity. And it turns out that only 10% of that stuff actually ends up being recycled in stores, being resold. Tell you what happens to the other 90%, and what happened to the stuff? Come on, guys, you know who we're talking to, your stinky T-shirts that have the holes in them. I'll tell you what happens to those when we return. 855-99-375-69 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking in the next half hour about the issues of clothing that none of us ever think about. And since most of us wear clothing, dun, 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 you know who you are, that it's something that we really do need to think about because it's ubiquitous. And you're going to hear some alarming statistics, among which that clothing is the second major polluter, of all industries, it's the most labor intensive. It is the most, it's responsible for half the landfill. So all sorts of things that then most of us don't even think about. And for most of us who are do-gooders, that would be me, I suppose, and Trevor as well, when we sort of are through with a piece of clothing that we've outgrown it, or it's out of style, or we just don't like it anymore for whatever reason. And I tend not to recycle clothes very much. I tend to keep, I tend to like some stuff and just wear them year after year, and maybe I'll add another shirt or whatever. And I have clothes that are, older than I am. But when I do buy something, my basic rule of thumb is you can't bring anything in until you get rid of at least one thing and maybe two. So, and I mean, resale stores love me, but it turns out that of donated clothing, only about 10% is recycled, which is kind of alarming. And basically, if I think it's out of date, the clothing store might think it's out of date as well. So basically, if you take Trevor's, for example, old T-shirt, you know, the smelly one with the yellow things underneath the armpits that you just love.
Oh, yeah,
with the holes
one.
In it. No,
yep.
We're going to throw it away. All right.
We
can use it. Now, you probably are smart enough to use it, and I do too. I use stuff for, like, cleaning rags, right?
Oh, for sure.
Right. Gardening, working on the car. I use it instead of paper toweling, or a mop, all right? It turns out the clothing that's too dirty to be reworn is actually terrific, dun, 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 to turn into cleaning material. There's a company called Coastal Wipers, and they sell wiping cloths and shop towels made from various recycled clothing items. Yay them. So watch for Coastal Wipers, because you want anybody who does recycled stuff. Buying recycled towels is a smart alternative to buying new ones, and industries have been using recycled shop towels for quite a while, including the oil industry, who are the number one major polluters, when they can be made from recycled items. 17 gallons of water is used to produce a new shop towel, 17 more than to create a recycled one. So that's something to think about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Many recycled textiles are made into wiping rags and other cleaning products. Textiles are recycled into products for other uses. A Portuguese company sells products made from recycled textiles. They have Jackson Pollock-inspired placemats and wine bottle coolers. That's pretty cool, huh? They can be recycled as more than just rags or cloths. They can be made into interior design pieces with a bit of flair. I had a next-door neighbor who made, which is a little far afield, but he made furniture out of corrugated cardboard.
Oh, sure.
And it was very attractive and not terribly uncomfortable. The idea is that we all need to begin thinking about how to use things rather than using things up, right? We all have to be able to do it, whether it's the food and the French grocery stores, whether it's paper. I mean, in New York, you get fined for not recycling, which is appropriate. Recycled jeans. All right, you found this, Trevor. You want to tell people about the recycled jeans, which I thought was fantastic.
Oh, for sure. Okay, so apparently there's a company called Blue Jeans Go Green, and they take and they collect old pieces of denim, jeans, and whatever has been worn out, and they turn it into something called Ultra Touch Denim Insulation. And evidently they've collected over 1 million pieces of denim and have kept 600 tons of waste out of landfills, and have generated approximately 2 million square feet of this denim insulation for building.
Well, if you've ever dealt with insulation, it is toxic.
I mean, the fiberglass is terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. It gets in your lungs, gets in your fingers.
Oh, yeah.
So this is terrific.
Mm-hmm.
We also did a story this week that this week was the anniversary of the patent that Levi Strauss, and I guess the guy's name was Jacob something or other, and we think, nothing gets between me and my Jacobs. Doesn't make as much sense. There were two guys, and they used the name Levi as opposed to the name Jacob. But I don't know, Brooke Shields saying nothing gets, never mind. All right. Textiles, all textiles are recyclable, but only 15% actually are. And, again, they're half the landfill in this country. And the idea being that they're recycled because they're ripped, stained, or damaged, so you can't wear them. Okay, but you can still use it. Recycling is something new. So we need to figure out a way. In our recycling, we have cans and styrofoam. Styrofoam is about to be outlawed in this city because it's part of the landfill. It doesn't biodegrade. But so we'd have newspapers, which are already in paper, which is already recycled. We have aluminum tin cans, whatever. I think most aluminum cans or most tin cans are aluminum now anyway, and bottles, plastic. But there should also be one for clothing.
Yeah.
So that's a good idea. It creates 10 times more jobs than waste removal and landfill. Recycling textiles creates jobs, conserves resources, and keeps harmful waste from entering landfills. All right, so the question is, what do we do with it? So I don't know how I guess what we need to do is here, what if I Google reuse? Because the question is, all right, we've now reuse companies, reuse textile companies, right? Because we need to now know where we go at reuse textile waste. No, we want companies that do it. Reuse textile companies, all right? Because, I mean, all right, no, and all of you should be, you know, checking for somebody who does that. Because it would be, I mean, in the meantime, stockpile it and we'll figure it out for you, all right? There's not going to be anything that's going to come up, I can tell. When they sort of look at me and just sort of have question marks, there's nothing that's come up. But we'll find out. We'll do some. And if you know of any, send it to me in an email, all right? Because we've got the one company, but I don't know how we get them. They are used stuff. But make a phone call. This is called Cotton Blue to Green, a nonprofit insulation manufacturer. So maybe we get in touch with them, and they'll tell us how to get in touch with somebody in our community so you can recycle. Blue jeans go green. About us, get involved. Let's see what it says, get involved. Recycle denim. Let's see what this says. Recycle your denim in store. Recycle your denim. Mail in your denim. Let's see about mailing in your denim. All right, here we go. Recycling denim into insulation can keep someone warm in the winter and cool in the summer. One way to contribute is to mail in your used denim to the program directly before. All right? So is there a way to put this on our website, Trevor?
Oh, yeah. We'll put a link up for it.
Okay, here we go. It's called Blue Jeans Go Green Denim Recycling Program, 431 North 47th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85043. All right? And I'm going to print this, and I'm going to send it to you. You can actually print out the label. So we'll figure out how to do this, all right? I'll put it up on the website for you folks. And stay tuned for finding out a little bit more about something you all should know about, which is where your clothing goes. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of the week where we look beyond our own backyard and maybe beyond our own city and maybe beyond our own state to issues that affect more than just us. And as you know, in this segment we call It's Broken, Let's Fix It, of a problem that has, if not universal appeal, at least a large number, it's a problem that affects a lot of people. And we only do it because I don't want you to set your hair on fire. I want you to understand here's a problem, eeks, and here's a solution, yay. So my guest today is Andrew Morgan, who's done a documentary that I've been talking about since I saw it called The True Cost. Rather than me telling you what it's about, Andrew, why don't you explain to people what the true cost refers to?
Yeah, the true cost refers to this idea that there is a disconnect sometimes between the price that we pay for clothing that we buy and wear and what it actually takes to make that piece of clothing. And that refers both to the environmental impact and cost as well as a very real human cost of what went into making that product.
Okay, I love some of the statistics that you talk about, that in the 1960s, Americans made about, well, I think 95% of the clothing they wore in this country, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And it's now gone down to less than 3%.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
At the same time that the price of clothing, I mean, you can buy kind of an attractive T-shirt at H&M or Old Navy or Forever 21 for like $5-6.
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of this perfect storm of factors. I mean, I think we, you know, certainly the clothing industry has led the march and you know, globalized production, which has made it possible to make clothing at a price point that is, just continually decreasing in the face of inflation and all kinds of other products going up in price. We actually spend far less, a far less portion of our money today on clothing than we have. And that's made for some of these brands that you mentioned. And it's also made way for just an astronomical increase in the amount of clothes that we consume. Today we consume 400% more clothing than we did two decades ago. So it's a pretty steep climb pretty quickly.
All right. I mean, there's so many issues here. All right, let's start with, I mean, it would seem to me, let's just start with the logic of this. If clothes cost less, and material doesn't cost any less, and machinery doesn't cost any less, dun, 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 what presumably costs less is labor.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, I mean, what you've seen in case after case is, you know, some of the least developed countries in the world being, opportune places for companies to go into and set up shop and start producing clothing. And, you know, in a lot of ways, there's the potential there for a lot of good. But what's happened, just repeatedly and really what's become a model is for the companies that are producing in these countries, they do it in a way where there's very little traceability. There's almost no responsibility. They don't actually officially employ these workers or own the factories. So it's created this incredibly disconnected system where you have companies who hold a lot of power in this equation, pushing the price down and down and down, and you have factory owners and then factory workers that have very few other options and are forced to put themselves in situations that are unsafe, that are not paid well, and kind of entrench certain systems of poverty and exploitation that we continue to see the effects of.
Yeah, because I remember when this first came up before your documentary about maybe 15 years ago with Kathy Lee Gifford, who had her own line of clothing, and it made the front page of the papers was a huge scandal because she was using slave labor. Essentially, and I think the issue was, the word was not slave labor, it was child labor.
Yeah, right.
And I think it was an embarrassment, and she said she didn't know, and I think she eventually sold the clothing line, which is wildly profitable. So this is not a new problem per se, but you're saying it's gotten worse.
It has gotten worse, and I think one of the big flashpoints that kind of put it back on the world agenda is 2 years ago, there was a clothing factory just outside of Dhaka, Bangladesh, that was producing clothing for major Western brands, brands that I know and you and your listeners know and probably frequent often. And workers pointed out that there were structural cracks in the pillars and the structure of the building, and they were forced to continue working. There's very little worker representation, and there was threats made about them losing their jobs. And later that day, the factory collapsed, and it took the lives of over 1,000 people, mostly women, and injured another 2,500. And, you know, what's interesting is if you really look at, this closely, there have been factory fires, there have been building collapses, there have been a just series. I mean, just if we look at the extreme cases alone, there have been a series of these incidents repeatedly. And yet, I think this one was so large, it was so devastating in its nature that it kind of did make a lot of people stop and think, wait, why aren't we considering this more carefully?
Well, if you just look at the numbers, that you're talking about 1,000 dead and 2,500 injured, which means you've got at least 3,500 people in that structure at one time. I mean, that's a huge concentration of of people. One of the statistics that I remember from your film is that, tell me if this is correct, that the fashion industry is the second largest employer of people worldwide. That's a huge, huge industry.
Yeah, it's the most labor-dependent industry in the world, and it's estimated that it employs one out of every six people alive today. And when you look at that even more closely and understand that not only is that true, but it's employing, in most cases, it's employing some of the world's poorest of the world's working poor, I would say. And so in a lot of ways, and I think what drew me into this story was, and the reason I think it's really relevant for us to wrestle with, is where we choose to set the bar in this industry is really indicative of where we're choosing to set the bar, kind of at the bottom, if you will. You know, what we consider human, what we consider, you know, some of those issues become very apparent in an industry like this.
Well, and I mean, one of the heartbreaking things in documentary, where there are a lot of heartbreaking things, is interviewing one of the supervisors who in Bangladesh, and he said, look, they sell the T-shirt for $5, so they come to me and say, you have to make it for $4. Then someone else will come in and say, I'm going to sell it for $4, which means you have to make it for $3. And he said, the material is going to cost the same, the machinery is going to cost the same, so what we do is we just lower the wages of the workers. I mean, and that's, you can see the math, which is very straightforward, until you look at the morality, and then it makes you nauseous. I mean, it's just, all right, so on the one hand, and people who really don't have alternatives, that it's not that they can say, well, we're going to get the union together, there is no union, or we're going to go next door and work for these other guys because there's no next door. I mean, it's just, and people who are making, what is it, $2 a day or something.
Yeah.
And playing the devil's advocate, somebody could say, well, those people are making $2 a day more than their unemployed next-door neighbor. But as you say, there seems to me to be at some point where we say how much, I mean, is it true that fashion is, what, the second most profitable industry or something? I mean, it's a bazillion dollar industry.
Yeah, it's almost $3 trillion annually.
Yeah, is there some way? See, I'll tell you what my solution is, but we'll get more into the problem because it. All right, so let's get back to the notion of something that you talked about initially in the documentary about fast fashion. Explain to people what that is.
Yeah, fast fashion is basically a system of producing clothing where the styles that are seen on the runway are duplicated or replicated or copied and, you know, showing up in, you know, high street, main street shops very, very quickly. Incredible, incredible speed to market. And what that means is you've traditionally had, first it was two seasons a year. And then it was four seasons a year. And now, in the fast fashion model, they are, you know, replenishing and changing out styles and inventory in those stores every week and sometimes every day. And so what it's done is, with a decreasing price point, a very, very disposable, cheap quality, but a high emphasis on current design, it has trained a group of consumers in the market to really begin to look at fashion as a disposable item and to not only purchase and take in lots and lots of that, but also to dispose that fashion very quickly as well.
All right, let me stop you at that moment. We'll take a quick break here and come back to the disposal issue. Although, I actually had a friend who worked in the garment district whose company made T-shirts, and this was like 15 years ago, who said, I said, well, there's a spot on this. She said, these are disposable. And I remember thinking, razors are disposable, Kleenex is disposable. We're talking about T-shirts, clothing being disposable. My guest today is Andrew Morgan, who's put together a truly alarming documentary about the true cost, which refers to the true cost of clothing. And fear not, there will be some solutions coming up. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Andrew Morgan, who's put together an alarming documentary called The True Cost, and he admits he had no interest in fashion, right? You're a T-shirt kind of guy?
Yeah, that's very, very true.
All right, but he saw an article in the New York Times that talked about a factory collapse in Bangladesh, where 1,000, basically, women were killed and another 2,500 injured. And there was something called the Shirtwaist Factory Fire, I think in the 30s or something, where a huge number of women were killed in a factory. I believe it was in New York. And it was part of, I think, the United Garment Workers or something. That's where they got a hold of saying that the conditions were so horrible. We're now talking about 2015, and it sounds like they're equally horrible. As Andrew pointed out, fast fashion has meant, especially for kids, they have all these kids who are on blogs showing all the stuff that they bought. And if you ride the train like I do in New York every day, there's almost no one on the train that doesn't have a bag of something from Century 21 or from Forever 21 or from any place that, whether you're a tourist or the people who live here, everybody's buying something all of the time. And part of it is fashion. Part of it is it's cheap. The two alarming statistics from your documentary, among a bunch of alarming statistics, are that half of landfill are clothing that has been disposed of.
Yeah, it's pretty alarming. I mean, the average American today throws out about 68 pounds of textile waste, which is mostly clothing, each year per person.
And of course, it's not biodegradable.
It's not. In many, many cases with synthetic fibers, it is not.
All right, so one of the things that what makes me feel better is when I clean out my closet, I have a rule that nothing in until something goes out, but I'll give it to charity, but you're saying that's not the solution either.
Well, it's a pretty amazing fact that less than 10% of the clothing that's donated to charity actually is sold in the thrift stores. And,
jeez, 10%?
Yeah, and the rest of that is shipped oftentimes overseas to developing parts of the world, where it's playing a really confusing and often less than positive role. You know, we spend time in the film in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, where you can walk through the secondhand clothing market, you know, coming right off the ships there. They'll buy just big, you know, huge, they don't even know what they're buying, just full of secondhand clothing, and they'll sell it there on the street. And what it's done is it's reduced a thriving garment trade in Port-au-Prince to basically a bunch of these people who were seamstresses and tailors, are now there on the street selling this clothing secondhand. So the idea that, you know, when we give it to charity, it just goes to this great place, maybe not necessarily as true as we've wanted to believe.
It sounds like it's not anywhere near true what we'd like it to believe.
Well, and I think, that's part of the issue here is that one of the issues that we're going to have to wake up and wrestle with as a world is this issue of consumption. And, you know, when you look at clothing consumption, it's just astronomical. I mean, you referred earlier to someone calling it disposable, and it really is. Clothing has been marketed in an increased effort to have us see it as disposable, and not just the waste. I mean, that alone is staggering. But the natural resources that go into these garments is unbelievable. And, you know, one of the reasons the film is called The True Cost is when we look at, in a very free market system, we look at the benefits. So we look at the GDP, we look at the profit, we look at the bottom line, and yet we don't often look at these other costs. What is this costing the planet that we have to live on? What is this costing the human beings involved?
Well, and you point out the moral cost of completely obliterating a working class. Second of all, that the landfill, but also that the fashion industry is enormously polluting as well, yes?
It's the second most polluting industry in the world. It is right behind oil. I mean, the effects environmentally are just stunning.
So looking pretty doesn't look as pretty anymore. All right, so what's the solution? I mean, it sounds like people are buying more. It's costing less in terms of dollars. It's a huge cost in human misery, in pollution, in wiping out middle class, in landfill. So what do we do?
Yeah, well, I think here's where we have to start. I think the problem has really ultimately come from a distancing of companies from where they manufacture, a distancing of us as customers from the people that are making the clothes. We're so disconnected, and that's been incredibly intentional by business. You know, you don't see many advertisements for clothing that feature the people making the clothes. It's all about think about you, think about your image, your beauty, yourself, and leave it to us to take care of the people involved on the other side of the equation. And I think that has led us to a really destructive place. And, you know, I think what we try to do in the film is to bring the viewer face to face with this simple reality that we make choices in our life every day, as simple as buying a piece of clothing, and those choices have an impact. So I think before we can get more specific on some of the solutions that we can discuss, we have to get back to a place in our world where we begin to take responsibility to say, you know, I'm more than just a consumer. I'm more than someone who just takes a product in. I'm a citizen. I'm a person. And as such, I have a responsibility to really understand what kind of impact my life and my choices are making.
Well, and I think we've done that as a species before, and as a country, we've done. I remember Cesar Chavez, and I still don't eat grapes from the boycott. Apartheid in South Africa of companies saying that they wouldn't invest and they would divest their stock portfolios of anything having to do with South Africa when apartheid was there. So there certainly is precedent, historical precedent. Watching this, I mean, I just thought, you know what? My solution is very simple, very straightforward, which is everybody should tithe. That the Catholic Church was very smart. They said 10%. And 10% isn't going to noticeably sort of undermine your lifestyle. And if everybody gave 10%, we used 10% less. If we gave 10% more, if companies gave 10% to their workers, I mean, it's sort of a nice, understandable figure. I mean, it seems to me it could solve a huge number of problems. You know, eat 10% less, buy 10% less, give 10% less more away, throw away 10% less. I know I'm a simple person, but this documentary just because, as you say, that most of us don't think of fashion as being having this dirty underside to it, and it does.
It really does, and I think that's the important thing for people to start to think about. I think fashion has gotten a free pass. You know, we think about oil, we think about energy industries. Fashion is just an enormous player. Like, if you're someone who cares about the environment, the health of the planet, if you're someone who cares about, you know, extreme inequality or global poverty, this is an issue that I think is going to really, really add value to your life, to step into the idea that the choices you make in this one area of your life actually make a tremendous impact. And, you know, I think the hopeful thing, I'm coming off of 2 years on a film that's been, in many cases, very heartbreaking. Exactly right. We do have precedent for opening our hearts and minds and taking a step forward. And this whole business model, this whole fast fashion system has only worked because it's been based on the idea that you and I won't ask questions.
Right, so we need to start. I just need to stop you so we don't run out of time. Go check out the True Cost. You can go to their website or you can go to mine. Andrew, thank you for a thought-provoking, upsetting way of thinking about our world. It was a terrific documentary. Appreciate it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you
you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.